The Takfiri terrorist group ISIL continues to make advances in both Syria and Iraq. ISIL moves fighters and weaponry between different fronts, and this means that while the presence of foreign fighters in Syria has been common knowledge for several years, it's increasingly becoming the case in Iraq as well.
The majority of those fighters that you see in Syria are actually thinking about going to Iraq to fight. And you see a large proportion of those people have actually come from the West, from America and Britain and the European countries. And they are spreading. I mean, they started with their hundreds. Now they're in their thousands. And they're getting the support they need from several other Arab countries, we believe. And they're getting support from Saudi Arabia and Turkey and other countries.
Fears are growing that more and more Brits will take part in atrocities in Iraq. Footage has emerged of a British man going by the name Abu Abdullah Habashi. In an interview with Britain's state broadcaster the BBC, he revealed that he had taken part in fighting in the Iraqi city of Ramadi. Observers say that for years they warned UK authorities about the rise of Takfiri extremists and that they were simply ignored.
These networks were established many, many years ago. And they had these this movement called Muhajirun at that particular time. And to be quite honest, the British government didn't actually try to do anything to stop these people until they grew and grew and grew. And now they've become a big pandemic. And you know, it's important for the British government to find out what is actually going on, stop these people from going to Turkey and then to Syria and then to Iraq.
Earlier this year, former MI6 chief Richard Dearlove claimed that warnings about terrorist groups like ISIL were exaggerated because he said these groups were primarily concerned with killing Muslims. But for the police, the threat posed by men like Abu Abdullah is very grave, and it's a question of when and not if they return to launch attacks here. Issa Ali, Press TV, in London.